former Prime Minister Salem Al-Hoss, may God prolong his life, a decision was made during his tenure as a Prime Minister. However, in the end, the families didn't give up to this fate. So this needs to be reinvigorated. We must assume responsibility once again. What is most important of all is to put together a serious framework to monitor this issue, to put together groups. What is most important of all is that someone takes ownership of these different files, these different cases. With respect to the Syrian side, I believe that we wasted an opportunity during the recent years when the issue was followed up, and now the opportunity still exists. And via previous contacts and previous meetings with the Syrian leadership, I heard directly from the Syrian leadership clear language, clear words that the Syrians are ready, always ready to reach an end, to put an end to these cases, to reach a realistic, acceptable end to these cases. This, of course, requires responsibility, it requires courage, and it requires persistence, and also it requires decisiveness in the end. However, along with all of those issues and cases which I mentioned, there remains a very important case and a very sensitive and dangerous case, and I believe the feelings of many Lebanese, and I am one of them, when we welcomed the pilgrims who, when we welcomed the prisoners who came back from Israeli prisons, or just a few days ago when I was watching on TV the return of the pilgrims who were kidnapped in Azaz and the welcoming of the Lebanese people for these families. At every occasion, we always remember the case of Imam Musa Sadr. Musa Sadr and his two colleagues who went missing in Libya, his two colleagues Sheikh Muhammad Yaqub and Mr. Abbas Badruddin. Now here we are speaking about the Imam of the resistance. When we speak of the resistance, we refer to the Imam of the struggle to confront denial, to confront negligence. When we speak about such an occasion related to a humanitarian institution and a social institution and a health institution, anyway, this issue, I believe, is an issue which touches only not a specific sect or a people or a resistance. It touches on the dignity of this nation and the Ummah. As I said before when I was referring to respect, it is a national issue, completely national issue, and we could double the efforts we pursue. Here, the state must assume responsibility. Frankly speaking, we cannot deal with this issue at the official level and put the weight or the burden on the state or on the Parliament Speaker Nabih Birri or on the Lebanese Foreign Ministry, because, and let me say it here, the Foreign Minister of Lebanon is a Shia, so we cannot say that you Shia must take responsibility for this issue. The Shia figure or the Shia minister should take responsibility. This is not appropriate. Or to put the burden on the shoulders of the Sadr family. This is a national issue which concerns all the Lebanese, the state, the people as well. Recently, I don't hide the fact that we sent some messages to the officials in the Islamic Republic, and once again we called on them to intervene with the new Libyan officials and to exert unique efforts and to double the efforts. The state must exert doubled efforts in addition to the efforts which are already being pursued in order not to remain amongst the generalities. Today there are two now, one in prison in Libya who is called Abdullah Senussi. This is in general. And we have another person who travels from different hotels in the Arab countries of the Gulf, and he has begun to work for some intelligence agencies in these Arab countries, Musa Kousa. Both these people worked in the intelligence agency of Muammar al-Qaddafi, and both those men can also point their finger and enable us to find out where, let us find out where Imam Musa Sadr is held. Now, what is the world waiting for? This doesn't need to wait, for example, the problem of Libya or the regime in Libya or the leadership in Libya. We have one person in jail who needs to be interrogated, and until now the Libyan authorities haven't interrogated this person. We have another person who's not in jail, and there are countries who say that they are friends of Lebanon and friends of the Lebanese people, and Moussa Koussa is the host, is actually the guest of these countries who say they are friends of Lebanon. So why don't these friends show us where he is and enable us to interrogate in order to reach a happy ending to this issue? Anyway, regarding this humanitarian aspect, I wanted to refer to these cases because sometimes these cases are forgotten in the midst of Lebanese being preoccupied in internal issues and also regional issues, and sometimes the calls made in the alleys of Lebanon which don't lead to any results. So I say that these are humanitarian issues, national issues, moral, ethical issues, and the Lebanese state, first and foremost, must assume its responsibility towards these issues, and it must assign certain figures, experts, assign certain sides who will give all their time to follow up this issue, and we must all be available to help. Now, regarding the political aspect, before I go to this, I want to mention something as well about the Lebanese pilgrims who were kidnapped in Azaz. I don't want to go into the details. You know that from day one, when they said that the pilgrims will leave, just after they were kidnapped and people stayed in the airports, and we began to thank left and right. Back then, something else was shown, was revealed very clearly. We were all disappointed, and even on the media, we didn't want to speak about this issue because we considered that serious efforts are more beneficial, because the nature of the group which kidnapped is unknown. Who is it? Is it a political group? Is it a so-called resistance group, as they call themselves, an opposition group, a jihadist group? Is it a group of thieves? Is it working according to its own free will? Is it associated with a certain regional country? It wasn't clear. And so hence we were always concerned and worried about the fate and about the lives of the beloved, and we believed that any approach we could take might be taken advantage of to harm them. And so anyway, I call on the Lebanese judiciary and the concerned sides and also the popular figures. We must study. We must take hold of this file and study it. Ask questions. Why were they kidnapped? Who kidnapped them? What's the background behind the kidnapping? What's the aim of the kidnapping? Of course, in the end, we saw the issue of exchange of prisoners and the lady, female prisoners being freed in Syria. This is something we referred to 1 year ago. There's something else. Some people speak about money. Some speak about female prisoners. But maybe it's political, more than being related to female prisoners or money. Anyway, we don't want to open the door of accusations in this regard. However, it's the right of those people who were subject to this injustice and who were kidnapped, and it's the right of their families and the right of all of the Lebanese for the facts to be clarified in this matter, especially at the beginning. Who prevented them from being freed at the beginning? Who made them stay? Who made them remain kidnapped? How did we reach this ending? This must be followed up, it must be looked into, and it must not be left at all, because we have rights which must be retrieved and which must be preserved, and there also is a lesson which must be learnt for the sake of future cases, and there are masks which must be removed if there really were masks and if there were really tricks. Now, with respect to the political perspective, I'll say a few words and inshallah I won't take too long. Let me begin in brief with Syria, because first of all, Syria is the subject of the region and the world, and second of all, because what is going on in Syria has a big impact, a very big impact. It has a very big impact on what happens in Lebanon. everything happening in Lebanon, whether it be security-wise or social-wise or humanitarian.